Please welcome to the microphone, Mash Alexander.
Mash is going to do a literary reading here for our edification.
This is direct from chapter 34 of Moby Dick. The captain's table. Over his ivory inlaid table, Ahab presided like a mute, maned sea lion. On the white coral beach, surrounded by his warlike but still differential cubs. In his own proper turn, each officer waited to be served. They were as little children before the Captain Ahab. With one mind, their intent eyes all fastened upon the old man's knife as he carved the chief dish before him. Beef! And when reaching out his knife and fork, between which the slice of beef was locked, Ahab thereby motioned Starbuck's plate toward him. The mate received his meat as though receiving alms, and cut it tenderly, noiselessly, and swallowed. Then stub his due course, and then poor little flask. Youngest son, the little boy of his weary family party. His were the shin bones of the salted beef. He was the drumsticks. For Flask to have presumed himself, this must have seemed to him tantamount to larceny in the first degree. Least of all did Flask presume to help himself to butter! Whether he thought the owners of the ship denied it to him on account of its clotting his clear, sunny complexion, or whether he deemed that on so long a voyage in such marketless waters, butter was at a premium. And therefore was not for him subordinate to the captain. However it was, Flask, alas, was a butcherless man!